This is the Taney County Commission. It's Monday, January 9th, 2012. We're in that portion of our meeting that is labeled a preliminary study meeting and public comment. It gives us an opportunity to go through line items and events that we're going to be discussing for the day and to accept public comment from the public. So between now and 9 o'clock, we will be rustling a lot of papers and going through our orders of business.
Ron, I've seen some corrections in there. I guess you've got those taken care of.
There's a couple of each one, but not much more than that.
Here. How are you, young man?
Great.
Okay.
Would I be able to ask the gentleman for questions during this portion?
We don't respond in public comment.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You want individual answers, or you want as a group?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of looking for updates and
helps. Yeah.
And we are being recorded, so just remember that.
Absolutely. Like I said, I was just looking for an update on the where we are for my learning. This point, I know it's kind of been
posted today, and as far as
the
April thing,
we
had still a couple
weeks, but just curious, have they provided any extra documentation to you guys there before?
They did send me an email with some stuff. Basically some type of plan that they had in place.
For a budget or something?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I had requested.
Okay.
And I have that email up there if you want to look at it, but that's...
You done with that page?
Yeah, I'm done.
Hello?
Plans to make a decision on that?
We have not had any discussion about that because we are focused on this budget to the point of long hours we've been putting in just trying to work on it. So. We worked till 9:10 Thursday night on this. Yeah. So, and that was as a group individually. We worked and worked and worked trying to get this thing. Yes, they did provide me with the information that I requested. So, I don't know what all was the questions that, and the answers, if they satisfied the other two commissioners or not. With what they presented, yes.
Still a library question?
No, I had a different thing.
Oh, I missed that.
I had that.
Here, Dan. Were you looking
for it? Oh, okay.
The only concern was some of those invoices from 2011 got through. All right, Tyler, ask your question to Dingany, and I'll listen.
the HR salary study that you guys have talked about a little bit. Would it be possible to see that at all?
Not with names in it.
Okay.
We got names throughout the whole thing. That's part of the whole. That's part of the problem with the releasing is that it is protected based off of the personnel. And in certain sections where names are not mentioned, it's definitely identifiable information that under the Sunshine Law protects those employees. I'm going to make a comment or two during our budget hearing about the salary study.
Okay.
But yeah, it's at this point, the way it was presented to us, there's names spread through the basically about every other page. And if you took out all those pages that were either referred directly by a person's name or identifiable information, the document would be almost not understandable.
I'm not sure how available it will ever be because there's evaluation. There will be evaluations completed,
right.
And I don't think you can release that to the public.
Right.
Right. Was my understanding that Sunshine Law didn't protect it, it was just salary information.
Correct.
Is it more than salary information?
Yes.
Okay.
It's job descriptions, it's review, it's comments about
individuals. I didn't realize there was also.
Yeah, and I am going to address that because what I wanted to explain is how complex the document actually is.
Okay.
And we're not ready to take action on that document yet either.
Sure. Okay.
Because of the complexity of it.
I understand that. What I was more interested in, just the salary portion, would it be ever possible to see just that, you know, what you guys have discussed as far as the salaries and how that has been sort of the basis of why you're interested in giving raises to certain employees? Does that make sense?
Well, first, we've got some employees that have had multiple years since they've seen any increase or adjustment in their salaries at all. And our concern is to retain those employees, and lose those employees to the private sector, which is in part why we have asked the HR director to provide us with the salary study that she has. There's a lot of sensitive information that's contained within the salary study. We hope to ferret through all of that information and then make decisions in the very near future. Is that fair to say, Jen?
Mm-hmm.
Dan? We will also put that on our list of things to talk with.
Joanna Jasper, if you're listening, would you come to the commission hearing room?
To talk with council about today just to make sure, to double check that we're handling that exactly as we should be.
Okay.
Shouldn't this be split?
I mean, it says it should be split. Yes.
It does have salary stuff in there. I mean, it has some items, but it doesn't. It has too much of the other. Yeah, too much of the other in there.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, at the public meeting, we're also going to be making a number of comments regarding both that and the rest of the budget. As a matter of fact,
I agree, this should be split.
Aren't all circuit?
Nobody has said anything to me. I mean, they send this to me with what our portion is supposed to be.
Is that just our portion?
Mm-hmm.
So the bills that we've set up there are just our portion?
But we don't have proof that it's more than that. Oh.
But it is still set up at 57.76 and 42.24.
That percent's wrong. It's 70-30 now, isn't it?
No, it's 60-40.
So it moved a little bit more.
Yeah, 60-40 is the...
It's 57-42 right
new
now.
New split, and I have that document upstairs that shows that new split that I'll get to you, but it's all 60-40.
Is that, when did that go into effect?
January 1.
Okay, well this is for December expenses, so we're okay, right?
Not if we're paying it this year.
Okay. and we probably need to call him up there.
Well, you know, I said that. I may be wrong about that, Joanna. It may be, since it was
December.
I'll bet that's right.
Okay.
This is right. Then changes to.
This is
Bug can read that document, and we'll approve this one then. Okay. Here you go, Ron. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, you can throw it at me. Just move back a couple steps before you leave it.
Were the bills in here for cops grant? And I just breezed through them.
I didn't see them. Hey, Joanna.
I thought it was like $130,000.
Uh-uh.
We're supposed to pay those immediately.
I didn't see there was a payment. Is that the one that Mr. Erickson asked me about last week? For like $17,000 or something?
No, it's going to be closer to $100,000.
I don't have anything like that then.
Probably just hasn't come.
Now, he did bring me something Friday.
That's what it will be.
That may be what that one was.
So we'll
Friday
set it up
afternoon.
For next week?
Yeah.
Is that how that will
be? Yeah, he didn't bring that one to me until
Friday. Are we going to hold it next Friday, Monday again?
Hey, Martin.
Let's not knock it. You may need that holiday.
All right, I'm going to go say something to
whoever you want to. I'm going to write some comments for my 10 o'clock meeting then.
Yes.
And these have been modified.
Okay.
Great.
Those are done.
You can put those in that chair. Oh, I'll sign that. Ah, sign that in a second. Okay. Got a blank copy. I'm here by myself.
How are you?
Very good.
Hey, Tyler.
And you guys talked about the library. We just got our. You remember in the hearings that we're going to send a statute to the attorney to decide which statute we're going to operate under. Remember that conversation?
Yeah, and mine sort of
right.
A little different.
We got a response this morning, and they didn't answer the question.
Okay.
I mean, this...
Was this Pat or Frank?
Yeah, Frank. But here's the question. Does the tax commission have discretion scheduled?
Chris Flowers is also in charge of
it. But see, it doesn't answer it properly.
Okay.
And so we're going to, at 10 30, he's going to be back in here.
There's nothing available. All I can do is help research
and stuff.
You can see here.
I can't remember. I remember you said that the county commission doesn't have a choice. It has to be.
And I agree. You have to put one on, but his was, I thought his premium was as soon as they supply it, especially shall. And mine was we had discretion. And that was what they are.
Anytime within 5 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was, and what we're trying to figure out is what does the word shall. How soon after shall do we? And that's, we didn't get that answer, so we're going to throw it back to the attorney again.
Okay. Cool. Yes.
I feel that. That's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. I don't know if you're like me, I'm always losing my calendars.
Well, that's the
and they get covered
up,
you know, on the desk.
Sure. This is great.
Good.
Thank you.
Hey, how are you?
On the bony.
What's up?
Well, now, she can get this on this order. And the news thing is available. It is not
available.
That's
how much I want to be Christmas.
And to be proud of people that feel like friends.
Mine's all getting covered up on the desk. And I think I'm going to start working on the next. And if you're like me, you know, you wonder, get up in the morning and wonder, okay, is today the day of that birthday, or is today the day I have to do this or that, you know?
I know what you want.
Well, then I'm the same. Legally, the taxpayers.
Okay. All right.
Precedence.
If you don't care to take care of that, you just go ahead and
But what she does is
okay, and talk to Wayne.
Through your law, according to her.
Yeah, Wayne Dietrich.
Barbara was the first female commissioner.
Right.
Well, she's from Springs, not Florida.
Right.
She's old, she had emailed.
Okay, thank you.
I sent that to
my husband.
My husband's
birthday.
Oh, yeah,
so
well, great.
Just pick it up.
You just pick that up there on the...
Yeah, I keep one in my car. I've got a magnetic visor thing, so I keep mine one on there, and then I've got another one on the fridge. So
right.
Look at what you want.
Yeah, thank you.
Mr. Britton, public comment. Would you like to come to the podium? Yes, sir.
As I'm sure the commissioners will remember, that last week we were here in the discussion of a community development grant for Eastern Taney County. And after our visit last week and under the recommendation of the county commissioners, I did go to see the University Extension Grant Writing Office, Crystal Irons, who is at present out on maternity leave the lady that is taking her place, Kathy McCumber, is in Barton County. So last Thursday afternoon, I took off here at 12:30, and I drove to Lamar and visited with Mrs. McCumber to find out that the University Extension does non-tangible. They can do research and scope on businesses, but they can't have anything to do with hard goods. No property, product, or anything of that nature is within their grasp. So I've come back today to explain a little more about our project so the taxpayers could have a better understanding of what we're wanting to do. I didn't really turn all my dogs loose last week because I was trying to keep a little bit of our information undercover until we got our deals in place. But what we're, to recap, what we're wanting to do is put a mulch bagging operation in eastern Taney County to take the waste goods of the cedar mills and the waste goods that are left in the woods from the cedar byproduct, convert it into a viable product in a bag. And the nature of my job in Wisconsin is to sell fertilizer to distribution companies involved in the horticulture industry. When they discovered that cedar mulch was available from this area to go north, those distributors got very excited and wanted to place orders. So what we have is a situation we can take Taney County byproduct that's leaving here in bulk form, give it value added by putting it in a bag, and send it to northern states, adding $500,000 to $600,000 a year of northern money into eastern Taney County. And in order to do that, we have submitted the possibility of a community, not an economic, but a community development grant, which is monies available through federal funding for situations very much like this. In order to get that funding, we have to have a grant writer to write a grant that would support our endeavor. And in order to get the grant writer, we're petitioning the citizens of Taney County to step forward and invest in this with the opportunity of certain return. We're in position, predicated on this grant writing, we're in position to buy the Horner Charcoal plant in Bradyville, put a bagging operation in there, which will do the value added for the county. We have the building next to the warehouse building there. I've been approached by two retired gentlemen to put in a manufacturing for salt mix feeders, where here again we can take Taney County hardwoods, which is side lumber from the tie industry, and build salt mix feeders for the people of the area. And I have talked to a company called Aztec Wonder, who would like the possibility of producing a biochar, which is a inoculated charcoal that carries microorganisms into the soil. And Mr. Ashley owns Aztec Wonder, and we're in process and consideration of producing that at the old charcoal plant as well. I don't have any speculation as the value of the income of that property, but I have visited with Assembly of Gods, and they are interested in sending this biochar in their missionary work all over the world. So we would like to be on the agenda for discussion and have the possibility of the taxpayers stepping up and funding the writing of this grant, which would proceed to make all of this stuff happen. We've hit a notch in our system here, and we've waterlogged on the grant writing. So if we could ask the county commissioners to have a hearing in regard to this, where we could discuss the possibility of Barbara Boley, who is the grant writer for this particular community development, to complete her work, which, and according to Cy Murray and her, we have precedent set where she's done this several times in the county, and it appears to be a lucrative and successful attempt in the things that she's done. She didn't share with me what she had done, but she had assured me that she's done a lot of work with the Taney County commissioners, and that most of the work, if not all the work that they had done together, had been successful. So I would like the opportunity to have a hearing or a situation where you can ask questions and we can answer those questions, and we can take a piece of derelict property and put it back to work for the people of Taney County. The added value of the property alone would more than pay back the grant writing fee in less than 5 years. And I would love very much for the Taney County Commissioners to take this under consideration and the possibility of having a hearing to do this. I would like for you to hear from Mr. Ashley about a little bit about biochar, very short, if you don't care. If you're commissioned for time, we can do this a later day.
I'm the one that shortened you on time because I was back talking with you all.
Okay.
Come on up, Bob.
Very brief.
And I'll just leave materials for a lot of this. But biochar is a byproduct of what we call carbon farming. Are you familiar with carbon credits and carbon trading that's coming up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is an industry that's evolving. And the profits is partially in the biochar, but 30 cents a pound is the current price for carbon credits. Charcoal currently brings 35 cents a pound. So, and horticultural grade charcoal sells for 52 cents a pound. So when you put those together, you see a pretty decent profit margin. Right now, my logistics are eating all the profit just to get your foot in the door, because we have to get the product in North Missouri pre-bagged as a mistake product from one of the horticulture companies, relabel it, relocate it. So if Mike does pull this off, it puts us profitable versus not profitable, you know, right off the bat. So then I'll just leave.
Excellent.
I do want to take a minute to say thank you very much for your hearing and for what you do here, and we appreciate it, and look to hear from you and my information with Jillian. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks, Bob. I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, January 9th, 2012, to order and call upon Commissioner Strawfuss to offer an opening prayer.
We'll ask Helen to provide the prayer.
Our dear Heavenly Father, as we come to you today, Lord, we're so thankful for your goodness and your mercy, for your love and all that we have. We pray now for guidance, direction. Lord, we pray for our country, Lord, as a whole, that we would come back to you, Lord, bring us back to you in the way that we should be. We again, Lord, give you thanks for all things this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business is previous meeting minutes of the commission.
Motion to approve 12/29, 12/30 with corrections and changes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve county commission minutes dated 12/29 and 12/30 with corrections and changes. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable. Journal entries and transfers.
Motion to approve checks number 327339 through 327419, warrants 5556 through 5559, and I did not see any transfers.
I'll second with a question.
Mm-hmm. Motion's been made to approve checks number 327339 through 327414, 327415 through 327418, warrants number 5556, 5557, 5558, 5559. Discussion. Go ahead, sir.
The note sticky that was on there, I was involved in other conversation out here. Did that get taken care of on the percentage?
That yes. Percentage is correct for 2011.
All right,
it changes January 1st.
I'm fine with it.
Yep.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That goes with that piece of paper you got.
Next order of business, intergovernmental agreement between Arkansas Game and Fish Commission and Taney County.
That has been reviewed by
reviewed
by the attorney.
Motion to approve intergovernmental agreement between Arkansas Game and Fish Commission and the Taney County, Missouri, as presented and reviewed.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the intergovernmental agreement between Arkansas State Game and Fish Commission and Taney County, Missouri, and
reviewed.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Next order of business is a discussion regarding radio tower.
Yes, sir. I put this on the agenda. We were sent an email asking permission for an agency to use part of our tower to put a repeater on there for coverage within Taney County. It was the Central.
Taney County Fire Protection District.
Yeah. Sorry. I was just in which fire station. But anyway, they're asking for permission to put one of the repeaters on our tower so they could get better coverage of the county. From what I see, it would cost us nearly nothing except for maybe a small amount of electricity to power the repeater, which would be pennies a month. But more of the concern I would have is just a document stating liabilities and keeping the county out of any possible concerns about any liabilities the counties would pick up.
For example, if they fall while they're putting it up there?
Yes, or it falls off. It's a vehicle or someone walking. But from a perspective, we have tower space. It looks like I haven't spoke to Chris directly, but in here it refers to Chris Barrett saying he had no issues with it. But I'd like to go, I mean, if we were agreeable, I'd like to go to council and get something drawn up.
Right, and here you go. Jim, is there and that's something that we'll have to talk about isn't there a restriction on the number that you can have on a particular tower?
I don't know the answer to that.
And I think this came up before when some of the private sector wanted to put something on there, which is totally different than this.
Right.
But I have no problem with what they're trying to do here. It just needs to be reviewed in a contract or something to really that.
Then what I'd like to do is give a word back to the requester saying that we have conceptually agreed to it and we're going to work through legal counsel to make sure that we can do what we want to do. Just so they're filling out some applications and some licensing to put it. They have to identify a repeater on the tower. And so they have a bunch of paperwork they have to do just to start the process.
Who is that, Jim?
It's in the email's in there.
Because I've talked to.
And they've sent the email about four or five times, so I think they just want some sort of feedback from us. So,
I guess we're going to leave this at the point of having a review of legal documentation and all that.
Let me put it with the legal documents when we meet with them at 10:30. Nikki, I'm going to leave the top sheet. I'm going to take the bottom sheet and give it to the legal. And you can write your notes.
Can we have you gentlemen from Road and Bridge join us at a microphone? Next order of business is a staff departmental meeting with Road and Bridge. Randy, before you guys start, have you looked at and do you have any comment about, we have a fill dirt agreement in front of us, someone who wants more than three loads?
So it's located next to the mechanic shop.
Actually, this is located next to our mechanics there at Kazee Mills. It's at where the gas company used to be. It's that lot right there. I haven't talked to him over dirt, but he did have an issue about our fence and some water washing, and I think we took care of that problem, but that's where it's located.
Can you review that, Randy, and come back with a recommendation then?
Yeah.
That's what I would like.
Yeah, I'll talk to him. Give you guys some pictures there to look at. We had a...
Hold on just a second. Okay. Can you also look at this, which requires a signature regarding permanent temporary easements that they're asking for our signature on? And chat about that.
Okay. This is a permanent and temporary construction easement for the bridge that we're going to construct on Pro Tem Cedar Creek Road. Ernest and Lynn Giddens owns the property surrounding this where this structure is, and so this is an easement that we have to obtain for the new right-of-way and temporary construction easement.
So that's forthcoming from. Gentlemen, is this something I can sign or is it something we need to vote on?
We've already agreed to the project, have we not, Randy?
This is, yeah, the you've already agreed to the project and everything.
This
we
just
have to acquire the right-of-way and
our discussion and vote is prior to this, so it's just administrative.
And I've got one more document here, Randy, and then I'll come back to you, and that is, it says, Iowa Colony. Is that this? No, that's not this.
No, that's a different.
But we've discussed Iowa Colony. We did that last week with the
culvert. Right, we've got that. The only thing we have left to do is a little bit of asphalt work when it warms up in the spring, just on the edge of the roadway there on two driveways.
So, dirt agreement, Iowa Colony, and she had road easement, and that's what we just did.
Right.
We're ready, sir.
Okay. The first item is some pictures. We had a truck tire to turn around at the end of Clevenger Cove, and he had quite a bit of a problem there trying to get a truck of that size turned around. Broke a highline pole, damaged a couple of signs and a concrete curb, and that's some pictures of that.
Are you talking about this last weekend?
Yeah, last 10 days.
Yeah.
That was a semi-truck.
Yeah.
Right. Highway Patrol ended up finding them.
So. Yeah. They were hauling some material, I guess, to Paradise Point area, and he took the wrong road. And anyway, the pole's been replaced and put back up. We need to fix two signs and then repair this little piece of concrete curbing and then a little bit of concrete on the end of a culvert.
Has there been, I think I refer this to our legal conversation at 10:15, if it's all right with you two gentlemen.
Yeah, I mean, this will be an insurance claim, will it not?
Yeah.
Okay, so it should be, all of our expenses should be covered.
Yeah.
When are you going to start, when do you think you're going to do that work? Because, I mean, of course, we have a neighbor, one of the citizens.
Depending on the weather, the signs we need to get fixed, we can do that this week, have that done. The concrete depends on what the weather is going to. We'll have to have some pretty decent weather to do that little
gotcha.
Piece of concrete. So
okay.
We'll try to schedule that.
Will you keep
that.
Me in the loop of that?
Yeah.
So I can call that citizen.
Okay. Okay, the second item we've already taken care of. I've been talking with Mr. Russ Van Ness, and we're trying to schedule a meeting toward the end of February for a safety meeting with the road and bridge crews. And it'll probably be an hour meeting within this room scheduled in two different groups, so about 2 hours. And he's going to get back with me. I've got him some dates available, so we're going to settle on a date and try to schedule that. F Highway location, we're currently still moving. We about got everything moved, the sign man and various things. We do have some old posts and some old signs and stuff, and I would like to be able to go through them and possibly recycle them or haul them because we're no longer going to use them. It's going to be a pretty good load of them. I mean, to go through and get rid of some of these or sort through what we no longer need. But David and myself are going to go over there. We're going to go through most of this, see what we do need, what probably could salvage out or what we could haul to Harrison to the recycling. We're also getting started on our list for next year or this year, what we plan to chip seal and looking at some possibilities for hot mix overlay. So we're going to come back to you at a later date with a pretty much preliminary list what we're looking at.
And you don't know how many miles you're shooting for yet, do you?
Neighborhood, as far as chip seal, it'll be between 40 and 45 miles.
Okay.
Somewhere in that range. Now overlay, possibly 3 to 5, possibly.
One thing I was just going to bring up related to that was when you took Ron and I to on a trip through Venison Lake.
Yes.
And obviously there's a lot of needs over there. And we had talked about allocating only X amount of dollars on an annual basis because of the needs so great. Have you addressed what you're thinking toward Venison Lake is?
We're currently working on some drainage issues in that area, and as the weather looks a little better, we're going to get started. Basically, we are going to chip seal some roads over there, primarily what the school bus is traveling
routes.
Right now. We're going to start with them. We've got three other streets in there that we're going to scarf on and kind of rebuild and try to repair the drainage on them. Those will remain base for at least a year, and then we'll look at them the year after. So, and try to hit every little area over there. I mean, we're kind of looking at trying to pick the worst ones, fix them, and work from there. Other than the school bus routes, chip seal them this year. Work on a few others, and then hit them the next year. So,
thank you.
We'll give you some more pictures. This one we found this last week, and this is on Gunnison. This is a 4-foot culvert at Gunnison and Pine Top. we noticed a hole in the shoulder of the road, and the boys got to inspecting the culvert. The culvert is in three sections, and there's no bands, and it's separating. We're going to have to replace this culvert. The culvert itself is going to range around $1,300 for the culvert. So, but that's something that's going to need to be replaced.
Do we didn't put that in, did we?
I have no idea who put it in.
Sorry.
We'll get it later.
Is it, Randy, it'll be a road closing of one day?
It'll be a road closing. It's going to be just about a full day digging that out, getting that set in, and then refilled. So
that road's used quite a bit. I think it's probably a sign down for one, you know,
right. Well,
about a week in advance so that people that make that loop and turn through there to come out.
They're going to have to detour through Pine Top back around JJ to access that when we replace this.
Okay.
So
obviously we got to take care of it. I mean, it's coming right. Apart.
Right now, that's about all I have as far as for this week, anyway.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that. We've had discussions, I guess, Randy, about two or three other projects that are in the mix that pertain to some permits and stuff from the Corps of Engineers, and still waiting on that, I guess.
We're still waiting on permits. One of them is the end of K Highway. That's a project we're still waiting to.
Right in the Pro Tem area, Big Creek arm of the lake there, where we have material stored now, and it has been there for a while, but the wet weather and everything and the schedule that we've had has prohibited us from proceeding with that project. But there is some final work to be presented from the Corps, and so I just wanted to make the public aware of those things. Also, I'd like to announce that the Taney County Commission has appointed Mr. Hayes as interim road administrator. Appreciate Randy's hard work on the budget and his work on with the road supervisors to help get some work accomplished in this past year. So thank you, Randy.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. And it'll help. It should help Road Bridge operate a lot smoother in those given direction next year. So
that right there goes with the bridge project there on Pro Tem Cedar Creek with the right of way. That's what we're going to do.
I think we have to dismiss because we don't have a presiding on. I think we have a recess.
Well, if we're done, are we done?
I'm done.
Ms. Stottle?
David has something.
Ron believes it doesn't say that in the statutes.
Is that right?
That's what he says.
Okay.
And we're just making our transition this week with the other barn, and May rain tomorrow. We're going to try to make sure some of the ones I've got were running some of the routes that they'll take care of, so they're going to learn new routes and
okay.
Drive them to know where the turnarounds are.
Great.
That's about all we've got.
Okay, just enjoying the mild weather.
It's about over.
I know, but let's enjoy it for a couple more days.
And as mentioned there, the transfer over of, we've got lots of equipment moved. We've got lots of things that are set up on the Mount Branson facility. The staffing that is not totally complete yet, but we're in the process of the staffing being regulated as to what we think it needs to be. It's going to provide a much needed service there that's going to be with the state with their new policies. of not working particular roads except for once a day or once in 24 hours, the importance of us being able to drop a blade on some of the lettered roads and even some of the numbered roads now is going to be very important to the citizens of Taney County. You're done?
I am.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, we can.
Gentlemen, let's stand in recess until 10 o'clock when we bring up that issue regarding the 2012 budget.